Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Randolph Childress is a Wake Forest great, an ACC great, consensus second-team All-American in the late 90s. I'm gonna give you late 90s RC. All right, I'm gonna give you that today. He's my colleague at Field of 68, and we got a big one today, RC, the consolation side of the bracket. Welcome to the show, my guy.
Hey man, I appreciate it as always you having me, man. Hey man, it's okay. I don't run from the age, man. I got wisdom. Let's just say I got wisdom, man. I'm from the mid 90s. I'm not late. Gosh, I'm in the mid 90s.
You smack dab. I like to err on the side of caution, man. You know what I mean? I get it for sure. All right. This feels like a desperation game for both programs. Like, you know, Wake Forest is trying to show its fan base that, you know, hey, we can get to the tournament. Finally, Steve Forbes can break through. And Memphis is trying to desperately avoid what would be a 1-4 start. In games like this, is it going to be an ugly game? Is it going to be a what do you just sort of see happening in terms of the way the game plays out today, RC?
You know, it's always hard to play because the one thing that happens early in the year that, you know, the NTEs always set these formats challenge you because they're back-to-back games and you don't know how you're going to respond to it. Like, let's look at Dougie McDaniels, right? He was hobbling during that last game. How's he going to feel today? You know, whatever issues, was it cramping? Was it his ankle? There's so many, you know, you see a guy like that, he's not going to feel better today after a game like yesterday. And you just don't know. You look at a team like Wake, that's a perimeter-oriented team that shoots a ton of threes, that wants to make a bunch of threes. You know, will their legs be a little heavy today? So if you're, you know, thinking about the game, Memphis wants to play in this defensive style, pressure you, create turnovers game. That translates if they have the energy to do so. Their problem is they just struggle to score. And Wake, on the other hand, I think they can score. They're forced to double guys inside, but I don't know. Memphis doesn't have a guy that they need to double, I don't believe. So, you know, it's expectations, I think, maybe with Bradshaw might be that guy, but double-digit scorer or a bucket getter is just something he's never shown that he has been at the collegiate level.
I'm sure, and the team and Forbes, and I'm imagining you too, RC, felt like they let one get away last night, right, with Texas Tech. At some points, obviously that's a good Texas Tech team, but that was a great opportunity as well, and you were right there to take it. I'm just curious about mindset. You mentioned it. You know, it's next day mentality. You've got to get up. Just – you know, we were wondering about, you know, sort of being deflated. We saw effort against Purdue. You didn't see it from Memphis against UNLV. Steve Forbes, right. We've never questioned him getting his teams ready to play. I just wonder, in terms of that next day effort after a deflating loss, you expect this to be a sort of, we've got to win it, to John's point, because this is the kind of game we need on our resume, the kind of win?
I think both teams have to have it. I think the expectation for both programs, you guys know Memphis, they're expected, they're favored to win the league, and they probably very well could. Wake isn't favored to win the league, but they have to get into the tournament. You know, that's the only thing missing from Steve Forbes. So the expectation is, yeah, they could have won those games. I think Wake's biggest concern is for them right now has to be, we've been right there. Can we close? Because the Michigan game, they were up seven late in that game.
Michigan too. Yep.
You know, they were up late in that game, and then they had their chances, you know, against Texas Tech. So there's no more victories. They've been right there. They've proven that they can hang. They can belong. They belong. But in some way, you got to figure out. I think the bigger emotional hurdle will be for Wake is when they're in that situation again. Can they figure out a way to close? Because if not, then I think it becomes a psychological thing. And then I think they have to figure out who that guy is. Mm. Like, everybody can play for 40, for 40, 48, you know, for 30, you know, 39 minutes. But when you get to the last minute or so when a game's on the line, you got to want that. That can't be coached. You got to have a guy. You can design plays, and a lot of times you can ride the crowd momentum when you're home and things like that happen. But, you know, from watching Wake and seeing him over the last year, I might, you know, even not just this team over Steve Ford's regime, it'll be this year's team. Last year you knew it was Hunter Silas.
Right.
You know, there was always a guy. He had a guard that was his guy. Right now I think they're trying to identify who that guy is. And it's hurting them late in ball games. They're playing well. They're surprising people. Very easily could have won either one of those games. But I don't think today's game will be easy. Both teams are coming in with a level of desperation that I think they have to have. Like, the team that loses this game and leaves this tournament 0-2, wow, the expectations and what they're going to be dealing with next week will be a lot to handle for anybody.
We did the show last night, and we talked about Memphis just in terms of, like, what you expect from them year to year. In terms of talent, there's just no doubt that this is not nearly as talented as you expect from Penny Hardaway teams. What do you see in terms of, you know, what this team is on the court, like what it's missing, like just relative to what you usually expect from Penny Hardaway teams?
This is not one of his more talented teams. The portal is like gambling. You don't know what you're going to get until you get it. And I don't care how much money you have. You look at, I don't know if anyone has a bigger budget than Kentucky, and the pieces just don't fit right now there. It doesn't seem to be. There's talent there. I don't know if Memphis has that talent that we're accustomed to seeing. This team is definitely not as talented as last year's team was. I mean, you can go back the last couple of years, and John, you even, you know, mentioned this may be his least talented team. I don't know where the scoring is going to come from Memphis. You know, where is the scoring going to come from? This team is shooting only 42% from the field. They're not even shooting 30% from the three. They've made 25 threes in four games.
I mean, last year that was the story. Last year the story was, you know, Kobe Rogers, Tyrese Hunter, they took over Maui with 3-point shooting. Even PJ Haggerty had 37, 8, and 7 last night. Like,
you and I talked about that. He's so efficient.
Yep.
He's so efficient, right? And how he scores. Where is this coming from?
I agree.
Ashton Hardaway, his son, is the only one shooting 50%. I mean, Sincere Parker's, I think, a scorer, and he's capable of being a guy that could, you know, continuously be a double-digit scorer for them. But Dougie's numbers he's shooting 32% from the floor and 21% from three. And I don't think that's his total impact, but when I look at this roster, where is the scoring going to come from? They're averaging 75 points a game. That's enough. But they're not defending very well either. They're not holding teams down. I think their athleticism and speed gave Purdue a problem, because Purdue is more of a run set offense. They're more of, you know what they're going to be. You just have to stop it. Their size, and Braden Smith is so good at the point guard spot. And they did a good job of holding him down from scoring. Wake has multiple guards that can score. They can play off script because of that guard play. This is going to be a difficult year, I think, for Penny. And I said what I said yesterday about it. I don't know if this team is talented enough to win the league. I don't care where they were picked.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're talented enough. Can they score enough? And more importantly, you guys know this, the expectations of Memphis basketball, when you have those expectations and you're expected to win and you're not winning the way people expect, that pressure just mounts. and then guys start pressing. And this team right now is trying to find its identity of what it's going to look like. And they are not defending at the level that they need to so far this year. And then they're not scoring. And that's a bad combination to try to figure out, you know, now in your fifth game and you're playing a team like Wake that we know they're at least going to score. And they have an identity defensively. They're trapping ball screens. They're rotating. They're really aggressive because they know they're small.
You know, we're constantly sort of measuring Penny on a year-to-year basis, especially as they've been up and down the last couple of years. A lot of that's, like you've talked about, it's been transfer portal. You've said it, the expectations here are still high. Like yes. Memphis is expected to be a tournament team, certainly, every year. And for a while there, we were saying, what, Sweet 16, it better be every seven. And it still feels like that's, for most folks, the expectation around here, even though they've got, you know, as John's put it, we think between 4 and 5 million in NIL. I turn it now to Steve, to Forbes, who we like, we loved. We were interviewing him after he's, you know, got East Tennessee State in the tournament. The expectation there with those guys, with you guys, RC, and how, you know, he talked about Forbes needing a breakthrough year. How much is, I'm not asking how much has he got, does he have enough to fight with, and how serious a year is this for him in terms of going forward and matched with the expectations there at Wake Forest?
When you say, does he have enough, you mean from an NIL perspective
yes,
talent?
Yes, from an NIL perspective to go get the talent.
I think he does enough to be successful. I think he does. I mean, we're talking about
a tournament. Yes, to have made a tournament.
Yes,
that's basically
they were
what I'm
right
asking.
There with it. Right. In my honest opinion, the thing that's kept Wake from making a tournament isn't NIL. It was, you know, it was scheduling. They just didn't have a difficult non-conference schedule to get them the wins that they needed in the years past when the ACC wasn't very strong. So finishing top three or four, finishing, you know, top five when you're getting three teams in the tournament does you no good.
Right.
Now, that's changed this year, and if he can get a top five finish this year, I think that'll get him in the tournament. Now, unfortunately, the league is better. A lot of those teams that were at the bottom years ago, they have gotten influx of cash, and they have talent now, and they're better. So the league will be a gauntlet. I think the top 10, 11 teams can beat anybody on any given night. And, guys, it's a simple question. It's year six. I think the expectations is you have to be in the tournament. You can't have jobs of that caliber and not get in the tournament. You say what you want about Penny because the expectations of Penny. Say what we want. Penny's gotten to the NCAA tournament.
Absolutely. We're talking to Randolph Childress.
So you can't go from pecking them every year, and you can't expect it to be every year and then expect another program in the ACC not to go at all. So it just comes with the territory. I think everyone likes Steve Forbes. There's nothing about him not to like. But at some point, the reality is they have to get in the dance, and that's just inevitable in the reality of where we are.
It's a big game. It's not going to be, you know, nationally like perceived as that, but for the teams and programs involved,
absolutely,
this is a big November matchup
Massive.
Tonight. Absolutely.
Massive.
Talking to Randolph Childress, former Wake Forest great here on the show, my colleague at Field of 68. And you're also doing ESPN games this year again, right? You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm not going anywhere, man. I got to take off. I have a couple of Louisville back-to-back games. Then I got to go out to California to cover some games. So,
let me ask you about Purdue because, you know, they're number one in the country. And, you know, again, Penny, is his hallmark is competing and staying stride for stride with elite teams when people think he'll get blown out the gym. I mean, they were 15-point underdogs, and they were leading with 7 minutes left in that game. Does it give you pause about Purdue that they looked like that against a team that we all agree is a lesser talented Memphis team?
No, because I think their style was unorthodox, right? I thought their style created issues for their style of play. Like their speed, say what you want, their speed and athleticism. And that's not always easy to defend. I mean, Dougie is as fast as any player in college basketball with the ball in his hands. So you can have a game plan to keep him out of the lane. You're not keeping him out of the lane so he can be disruptive. So if you can create turnovers, they did a good job defending. They made them struggle. They drew fouls. And so they were a difficult matchup for Purdue. If there's one knock you want to have on Purdue is you can say, hey, I wonder about their athleticism. And if you have a team full of athletes and you have some ability to switch and some speed, like you can cause problems. You can cause problems for anybody. And Purdue, I'm not worried about Purdue. I think that they've played a really good Akron team. I think Memphis can be dangerous because of when they're healthy and they're playing really hard. But which Memphis team are you comparing them to? team that they played against Purdue was played really hard. That team that played against UNLV, not so much. Purdue's going to be there when it matters. That's a battle-tested guy. They have two guys that can beat you in different ways, two All-Americans in Trey Kaufman, Wren, and Braden Smith that can elevate that team and carry that team. And when they get production from Cox and Lawyer and Oscar Clough and then Mayers and these guys from the bench, they're going to be fine. They got one of the best coaches in the country. They protect the paint well. They score. They can score inside. They can score outside. They're positionally well and defensively. So I'm not worried about Purdue at all. I think they're just getting used to – they're going to develop that bench as the year goes on. As long as those guys remain healthy, you know, you got to remember, Trey Kaufman-Wren with the hip injury was out. He just played – that first game back was against Alabama. Yeah. And so I think conditioning is becoming an issue with him. He's getting back in game shape. So I'm not worried about them. When you play teams in college basketball, any sport, and they can beat you in many ways – they're difficult to defend. And I think Purdue is one of those teams. Whether you got to guard the three-point line and you got to guard the paint, are you going to double Trey Kaufman-Wren? Because we know he's capable of beating you that way. They got the best point guard in college basketball, and his ability to make others better and score when he needs to. We're talking about a guy that had 10 assists or so on an off night and struggled from the field and still found a way late in games to make plays. So most teams lose that game, and Purdue didn't. So I'm not worried about Purdue at all in that aspect. I think they'll be there. We've seen them enough. We know they'll be there when it matters.
And then lastly, let me get you on the record here, man, because there's a little bit of, you know, disagreement at the top. You've got the number one pick. Like, let's not take any needs into consideration. Are you drafting Cam Boozer, A.J. DeBanza, or Darren Peterson?
Oh boy! Oh boy!
You no needs. No needs. You're just starting.
I don't think I can go wrong with either one of those guys, to be honest. I think for me it would be Darren Peterson or A.J. DeBanza.
Okay.
I just love the upside of what A.J. DeBanza could be. I think as an early pro prospect, I love what he can be. But I also everything I've seen from Darren Peterson and everything I've heard from him, his size, his ability to shoot and score, he has really good positional size that makes him an interesting prospect. I'll say A.J. DeBanza just looks the part because of his position, his skill set, and what the NBA is. You just, you know, a 6'8", 6'9", guy with his ball skills and ability to play makes him, you know, very difficult to turn down.
Yeah, we agree. Because I was going to say, by the way, when you turn that card into Adam Silver, you can't put two names on it.
You can't be
A.J. DeBanza or Darren Peterson.
So if you're asking me, if I'm at the table, and it will go down to the very – not only when I'm on the clock, I'm not going to be the guy when the clock goes on and I'm turning my card in right away. It's going to be – how much time – you're going to be counting me down. 5, 4, 3. It'll be like, A.J. DeBanza. Okay, go ahead.
Right.
So that's how my pick would go in.
Yep, I think you're right. They're all going to be great players in the NBA. RC, you're the best, man. Thanks for the
time,
as always.
All right, man. You guys enjoy, man. Love the show.
Yes, sir. He is Randolph Childress, former Wake Forest great. Again, you're talking about two teams that aren't ranked, two teams that aren't necessarily on anybody's radar nationally, but for each coach, like, just huge, man. Huge for Penny to not leave this thing 0-2 and 1-4 on the year, and obviously huge for Steve Forbes in the same way. I mean, it's a pretty desperate moment for both these teams.
Yeah. Hadn't been in the tournament since 2017, Wake Forest. You got to go all the way back to Danny Manning's third year.
Yep.
That is wild.
Yes, it is.
And only once since 2011, it looks like.
Yep.
They're going to be probably more desperate than you with the seat, it sounds like, Forbes is sort of on at this point.
Yes.
And coming off of a game that they felt like they should have won.
Yep. I mean,
you know, I realize Memphis probably thinks the same thing, but, you know, you had the lead there with less than 7. It quickly went away. That's when Purdue, I think it was 12-0 from that point. And so it was a different sort of we let it get away for for Wake Forest last night.
Absolutely.
You better bring that. I said it to Jeff. You better bring that same level of effort that you brought against Purdue, against this Wake Forest team. Don't let that no ranking next to its name fool you.
100%. It's a big one.
Be desperate.
You know, the analytics have it basically a pick. I think Wake Forest is around there to a 3.5-point favorite. So Penny's got to do it again. Penny's got to pull it off again as an underdog. We talked about that as this season goes. That is what it's going to have to be. You're going to have to win some games outright as an underdog. And this is one of the more gettable ones, it feels like to me. So be nice to see Memphis, get a result here in the Bahamas. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Parthi Padia is going to join us from the Bahamas. We'll continue this conversation with him. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.